This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. When it comes to treating patients with Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia, should caregivers be doing more to address the person and not just the disease? And what roles can art therapy play in affirming one's self-awareness and sense of identity? Art therapist and director of education with the Neuropsychiatric Research Center of Southwest Florida, Angel Duncan, unpacks those questions in an editorial published in the Journal of Neurology and Neurological Disorders. Later this hour, we'll listen back to our conversation with Duncan from earlier this year. But first, we'll delve into an effort employing a different aspect of art therapy that utilizes the therapeutic power of music and hear some original songs performed live in studio. The nonprofit Hero Song records and produces original music composed and performed by veterans, active military members, and first responders at no cost to them. Joining me now for a closer look is one of the founders and directors of Hero Song, Julian Sunby. Sunby is owner of Sun Jewel Records, as well as Julian Sunby Music, which is a full-service audio and video production company. Julian, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you for having me again, John.
We're also joined by a musician who has recorded with Hero Song, Adam Martin. Martin is an Army veteran and former combat MP who served a 15-month deployment during the Iraq War. In addition to performing solo, as we'll hear on today's program, Martin also performs around the state and actually around the country as lead vocalist and guitarist with the southern rock band Blackbird Anthem. The band's first EP, Stories I've Never Told, came out in 2016. Their subsequent single, 22, is about the serious problem of veteran suicides. And last year, they came out with their first full-length album, Southern Ground. You can find their music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and on Spotify, probably other streaming services. Services as well at this point. Martin is also a business professor at South Florida State College. Adam Martin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us and share your talents.
Glad to be here today. Thank you so much for having us.
And as always, I invite listeners to join the conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Julian, I wanted to start with you. First of all, tell us a little more about the concept behind Hero Song, what you're looking to provide, and really just how this nonprofit came together.
Well, I was recording up in Nashville with one of the co-directors, Steve Smith, and he had composed a song for his father about his return from the Vietnam War. And so many Vietnam veterans were not welcome home. They were looked at as, you know, outcasts and people that just weren't heroes.
Yes.
So we wrote the song. He wrote the song for his dad, and we produced the song. And it just turned into something where it was a catharsis for emotion. Everybody was really touched, the engineers, the musicians, and most importantly, Steve and his dad were just feeling, you know, release and all sorts of feelings. And I looked at Steve, and Steve looked at me, and we're like, why don't we give this opportunity to other vets and heroes, first responders, active military, anybody who basically wrote a blank check for our safety and our security,
Yeah. They
deserve the experience in the studio to write music. It helps them, helps with PTSD, other disorders, other things that people just don't even realize are, you know, there. And they get to vent. They get to experience things. So we started this nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. And we just decided we'd bring veterans, we'd bring active military and first responders who wrote that blank check into our studio to record.
And how are you able to provide these services free of charge? Is this, you know, kind of through the resources and the professional skills that you and Steve already have?
We're trying really hard to continue to raise money. We've had a lot of wonderful supporters, and they've helped us. We have a studio called the Fort Studios where we record these heroes at no cost. And there are some, you know, engineer costs and some musician costs, but it's really low. Compared to a $4,000 or $5,000 recording budget, we can do it for a fraction of that cost. And it just gives that opportunity in a world-class facility, you know, without having to worry about spending a ton of money.
And how many, you know, veterans/musicians have you been able to work with through Hero Song so far? Are there current projects in the works?
We have 3 fully recorded songs. We're continuing to grow. We have about 5 people that are in the works. They're writing songs. We structure songs. Even if it's just a poem or a lyric idea, we turn it into a song. So we're doing more development. We opened the studio about 3 months ago, so we have that opportunity totally as a new experience for us. We're trying to get more local and national vets and active military and first responders in there.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's, you know, it goes beyond, say, what you were able to do for Adam here, who I'm imagining came to you with his own music already composed and ready to go. If somebody, like you said, just has a poem, you can help them turn that into a song and provide that extra writing and production assistance as well.
Totally. You could be a professional such as Adam, or you could be somebody who just scribbles something down. One of our other heroes wrote a song back in the 80s, never thought he'd ever hear it. Never thought it'd be recorded. We brought his grandson in to play saxophone on it. He was 8 years old. So it became a family event. And for me, recording is documenting where you are at the moment and having it forever. So giving that opportunity to these people, you know, that basically gave their lives for us is just an amazing thing.
Yeah. And Adam, I want to turn the conversation to you now. But before we dive in with that, let's go ahead and kick things off with a song. First of all, tell us the title and maybe tell us a little bit about it by way of introduction first.
All right. So first I'm going to play for you is one that I wrote, and it's dedicated to all of those military service members that have ever been part of a convoy mission out somewhere in a deployed combat zone. You know, we as military, when we get somewhere, we're not in a place that we're used to being. So there are a lot of supply convoys that have to go up and down supply routes. And what we did with the 810th Military Police Company is based out of Tampa, Florida, is we provided security for those supply convoys heading up into combat zones into Iraq. We were there in the very beginning, 2003, 2004. And this song was featured on an album that debuted at number 15 on the rock charts on iTunes when it was released in 2017, with many other veteran and patriotic songwriters, including Ryan Weaver, D-Rock, John Preston, Nick Sterling, The Hitmen, Rowdy Johnson. And we were fortunate enough to be on this record. And it was also on our recent release of Southern Ground. So this is a song called Tonight We Ride. And it's based on what we did out in Iraq. Pick up your guns, like we run to the border. Count out your brass, take your last drink of water. Load up your packs and head out into the sand. Say a prayer for your God, steady your hand. Black as a night, ready for the fight, still running. Eyes open wide, nowhere to hide, they're coming. Horses at our feet, eagles above. Make no mistake, boys, it's gonna be rough. Tonight we ride, tonight we roll, tonight we get on back to the place stories are told. We won't slow down till the sun comes up. We will give it all we got, hope it's enough. Tonight we ride. Shot rings out, ain't no doubt it's trouble. Rifle grip tight, see the white of your knuckle. This here ain't our first ride, won't be the last.
Step in front of us, hero, we'll kick your ass. Tonight we ride, tonight we roll, tonight we get on back to the place stories are told. We won't slow down till the sun comes up. We will give it all we got, hope it's enough. Tonight we ride. Tonight we ride. Tonight we ride.
That was Adam Martin performing his song Tonight We Ride. In addition to his solo recording with the nonprofit Hero Song, Martin is lead singer of the southern rock band Blackbird Anthem, and we'll be hearing him perform more throughout the conversation today. As a reminder, listeners are invited to join us. The phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And in your introduction there, you know, you told us a bit about what you did during your 15-month deployment and the role that you played. I'm curious about what prompted you to join the Army in the first place.
I come from a long history of military service in my family. My father was 20 years Army, retired Army as well. Both of my grandfathers, one served in the Army, one served in the Navy. I have an uncle that served in the Air Force, and we've actually traced back lineage all the way back to the Civil War and had an ancestor that fought in the 42nd Mississippi Infantry. Wow. Back in the Civil War. So, I grew up all over the world as an Army brat. Uh-huh. Had a lot of respect for my father and the men and women that he served with. So I knew that military was always something that at some point was going to be part of my life and my career. And, I think there's nothing better than raising your right hand and swearing to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and being able to go out and say, you know, that I did my part. Not everybody can, not everybody wants to, but, I'm very proud of my service. I'm very proud, of wearing the uniform, of being able to wear that U.S. Army tab, across my chest and the dog tags and being able to serve and meet some of the bravest men and women that you'll ever meet in the world.
I do thank you for that service. You returned in 2004?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Over the years, I've had the opportunity to speak with a lot of veterans about their experiences sort of reintegrating to civilian life. And over, I've heard a lot of common themes, issues with temper and, interpersonal family dynamics kind of being tense as well. I've heard a lot of guys also talk about, even like going out to like a crowded, noisy restaurant, needing to sit at a table, say, like where their back is to the wall. Does this ring true to you as far as those types of experiences when
every,
you returned?
Every bit of it does.
Yeah.
I returned – I was in the very beginning of the Iraq War. Third Infantry Division, they started their initial push and assault in March of 2003. My company, we landed boots on ground in May of 2003, and we were there through August of 2004. So and then reintegrating back into civilian life, it's difficult. I lived survival 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for almost 14 months, and not just myself, but looking out for the soldiers that were under my charge. I was an E5 sergeant. I was an NCO, and the team members that I had under my responsibility, they were my charge, as well as equipment and Humvees and all of that. So really, when you get back home, you don't have to worry about survival anymore. But that's what you've lived for the past year and a half. So integration is difficult. Reuniting with family. And a lot of the struggles that you do hear about as a result of post-traumatic stress, as a result of hypervigilance, they do cause issues with interpersonal relationships. And for me, I luckily have an amazing wife, Amy, and that helped me through all of that. But music was a very integral part of bringing balance back to my life. I didn't know how to play until I came home from Iraq. I've only really been playing and singing for less than 10 years.
Wow.
I picked up a guitar somewhere around 2009. I borrowed it, started watching YouTube videos and taught myself how to play, sing, and write after that. And music therapy is just – it's such an amazing tool to kind of open up that creative space back inside your brain to bring balance. And what Hero Song and Julian and the board of directors are doing is just such an amazing tool and such an amazing point of healing and therapy, where sometimes we can't talk about what we want to say, but we might be able to write about it and we might be able to sing about it. And that message can then permeate throughout the civilian world in the U.S.
I was just going to say it's accessible to everybody.
And it's accessible to everyone. And being able to share those stories and share those experiences and you know, post-traumatic stress is not something that's just, you know, pigeonholed into combat veterans. There, you know, there are many people that experience post-traumatic stress from – just traumatic events in their lives, whether it be a car wreck, maybe they're witnessing a crime, maybe it's some sort of abusive relationship, but the symptoms resonate, and that's something that and again, whether it's law enforcement, fire service, EMT, paramedic, even dispatchers. Can experience these levels of post-traumatic stress because they're dealing with things that the human mind and the human body aren't really supposed to have to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. And to continue to function under those conditions.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Well, Adam, can I ask you to play another song for us now?
Sure. So I'm going to take it down just a little bit. You know, there is a there's a statistic that is out in the veteran community, and it's starting to get out there with the civilian community. And the statistic is 22 a day, and 22 a day is the number of veterans that die by suicide. And it can fluctuate up and down, but that's kind of the national average right now. Is and if you add that up, 22 veterans a day, and if you add that up over the course of just 1 year. In 1 year, we lose more veterans to suicide than we lost in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars combined to enemy combat and enemy fire. So we are losing more veterans to suicide than we did in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars combined. And that's a problem. And that's an issue. One of my best friends died by suicide several years ago. I've had others that that have been just right at the breaking point. I have an amazing friend of mine that's a widow. So I started writing this next song a couple years ago and about veteran suicide. And this is called 22. And it's dedicated to those who have unfortunately made that same decision, but They're heroes and they deserve our respect and they deserve a song just like all the others do. It's called 22.
Raven, come take me away from this place I long to. My soul from this cold grave, let my body rest in peace. Well, I had scars you could not see, there were echoes in my mind, couldn't find reality. Lost my way time after time. Take me far, far away from this place. sun on my face. Please forgive all the sins I have done. Let me stand with my other 21. Tell my family that I tried to get back what I had lost. Sorry for your burden, life. Time to pay the heavy cost. Take me far, far away from this place. Where I'll feel the warm sun on my face. Forgive all the sins I have done. Let me stand with my other 21. And my sisters seeking grace. Please forgive all the sins we have done. Cause we stay so many more than 21.
That song is titled 22. It's an original song by our guest today, Adam Martin. And, of course, this is talking about the very important issue of veteran suicides. Martin performs around Florida as lead vocalist and guitarist with the Southern rock band Blackbird Anthem. He's also recorded with the nonprofit Heroes Song. One of the organization's founders, Julian Sunby, is with us in studio as well today. And very powerful song there. And I remember an interview I did years and years ago with a Vietnam veteran. And if I remember correctly, he was telling me it was June of 2009 was the first month that the number of military suicides was actually higher than the number of those who lost their lives in combat. And that has consistently continued to happen. Mm-hmm. So I think songs like that, anything that brings awareness, is really important. And I have to ask if you also write prose. And the reason I ask is because I noticed that your songs, adhere to a lot of the conventions of contemporary music, verse, chorus, bridge. But there's just like this natural, very engaging narrative style, like you're telling a story. And so I'm wondering if with some of these songs, if when you were writing them, you always intended to be songs, or if you were writing a story and then turned it into a song.
It's a little bit of both. I'm from a I guess. I mean, I grew up listening. My father always played vinyl records of people like Johnny Cash and Waylon and Merle and Elvis and Skynyrd. And most of all their songs, they tell stories. Yeah. And that's kind of where I get my songwriting style from, is telling a story. You know, as I think as people, we love stories, which is why TV is so popular, which is why film and movies are so popular, is because we love a good story. And whether that story makes us cry, whether it makes us laugh, whether it makes us, you know, pump our fist in the air, we love stories. And that's kind of where I gravitate towards when I write, is about stories. I like to say all the songs that I write have an element of truth to them. Some are a lot more truthful, such as Tonight We Ride, 100% truthful song. Others have an element in them, but they're all stories, because the human emotion, you know, that it projects is something that people can connect with. And, you know, whether or not, no, they may have never been in a combat zone at some point, but maybe they served, or maybe their father did, or their sister, or their mom, or their brother, or their daughter serves, and they can connect. And I think through stories is how we connect as humans and as individuals.
Yeah. Tell me a little more about the band, Blackbird Anthem, and kind of how that came together. You're not the only veteran in the group, I understand.
No, that's correct. So the band was formed in 2015, it's gone through some changes in members and stuff for them. One of the founding members, a great mentor and friend of mine, his name is David Bruce, bass player, been in music for a long time. And, you know, as a self-taught musician, I didn't know a whole lot about theory or kind of what goes with what. So he was a great mentor to me, and he retired a couple years back. But the band today, the other veteran in the group is Lee Thompson. Lee plays drums. He's been playing drums for a number of years, played in a number of bands out in the California music scene for a long time. He was a rigger attached to some SF groups as well. Spent some time with San Francisco Sheriff's Office. So we both share a little bit of a law enforcement and military background. And bass player, his name's Will. He's an amazing bass player. If you come watch him play, he's left-handed, but plays an upside-down bass guitar, either a five-string or a six-string, so he's really interesting to watch. Our primary guitar player is Jeremy Chestnut of the Chestnut family, Mark Chestnut, Country Music Hall of Fame. Jeremy is Mark's nephew. And then in Florida, sometimes we, depending on availability, Joey Kirkland and Cole Yana on either lead guitar or keyboards. And so primarily a four-piece band playing Southern rock tunes. If we do play covers, we try to play cover songs that not a lot of other bands play.
Sure.
You know, because if you come to a Blackbird Anthem show, you're going to get a unique musical experience, including both originals and cover songs that fit with the genre and style that we do.
When it comes to the original music, would it be fair to say you're kind of the brainchild for those original works?
I do. I write all the songs. I give it a melody. And then, you know, when we go into the studio, Julian has been Julian Sunbeam Music has just been phenomenal at helping, you know, bring to life this style and sound that I have. And that's actually how I first met Julian. Then I find out his passion and his desire to promote patriotism and heroes of all songs. Again, whether it be fire, EMS, police, veteran. And most of us, we don't like calling ourselves heroes. We're just normal guys and gals that said we're going to go do this job and we're going to do it the best that we can. But you know, with his musical knowledge and vision, these things have really taken a life that I never thought I could accomplish or do. But because of that, and he has his own studio now, The Fort, in Fort Myers off of Colonial. And we're excited. I was just telling him today, we've got a brand new song that we're going to record this summer with the full band. And we're looking forward to coming down there and cutting that.
Whenever you do your songwriting, I was curious about this because I know a lot of times when folks are in any kind of military service, you can bring aspects of that regimented life back with you. And I'm wondering if that comes out in the way that you approach writing songs. Like, do you set aside a specific time to do it, or do songs tend to come to you just more when the muse strikes?
The answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
You never know where inspiration is going to strike. And sometimes I've sat down and I've written an entire song in less than 15 minutes. And then there's other times I've written a verse and a chorus, and it may be months until I finish it. We're going to cut a song this summer called Come and Take It. And it took me probably close to a year to finish that song just because I wanted the right words. And I had the first chorus. I had the verse. But the second verse just wasn't there. But finally finished it a few months back. And that's the one that's the first track we're going to cut for the next record this summer at the Fort.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I know we're talking about just cutting a track for the first record, but I mean, do you have an idea for when you want that to come out? Like maybe early next year?
Probably early in 2020.
Okay.
Is what we'll do. We're looking at the next full-length record coming out in 2020. We have some amazing songs, still writing a few that are going to go on it, but looking at at least 10 brand new tracks from Blackbird Anthem coming out in 2020.
Tell me about the title of the band. Is there a special meaning for that?
There is. Just like, every other band there, when we started looking at titles and names of bands, I'd come up with something great. And the first thing I would do is I'd get on social media, look on .coms and see if anyone anywhere ever had that name. And if they did, I scratched it off the list. So I'm a huge fan of Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was often referred to as the dark bird of country music. So, dark bird, of course, is probably a black bird. And then one of my favorite all-time bands is the band Counting Crows. And Counting Crows came out around my senior year of high school. I'm a Counting Crows geek. I've seen them live at least a dozen times. And the way they perform live is just phenomenal. You're never going to see the same concert twice, even if you go see them back-to-back nights, which I have. It's never the same show. And it's an experience when you see them live. So I thought, between Counting Crows, which is crows are a blackbird, and the dark bird of country music, if I can write story songs and reach people similar to what Johnny Cash did, and if I could play live and the band can play live like Counting Crows and make it an experience, then that was kind of our rallying cry and our anthem. So that's where Blackbird Anthem came from. There are no other bands out there that have that name. And so if you Google Blackbird Anthem, I think the first five pages of results on Google are all our band.
So yes, pretty cool thing. I can attest to that.
Yes.
Well, we are about out of time, but I want to make sure we have time enough to hear one more song from you. So I'll just say quickly, thank you so much to my guests. Adam Martin is an Iraq War veteran and musician who has recorded with the nonprofit Hero Song. He's also lead vocalist and guitarist with the southern rock band Blackbird Anthem. You can stream their music through iTunes, Amazon Music, or Spotify. Follow their performance schedule through their Facebook page or blackbirdanthem.com. Also, just a reminder, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at Leroy's Southern Kitchen in Punta Gorda. Then they'll be at Swan Brewing in Lakeland the following day. The following Friday, they'll be back over at Punta Gorda at Over the Bridge. And then at the end of the month, they are going to be performing at Fort Myers Shores Bar and Grill. Again, that's Friday, May 31st. Also, thanks to a co-founder and director of Hero Song, Julian Sunby. You can check out more about the nonprofit online at herosong.org. Great to hear from both of you today.
Thank you for having us. We'll give your listeners a little special preview of the song Come and Take It that we're going to record later this summer. So a little something special for your listeners.
When your back's against the back of a brother and hell is all around, when the dust is flying through the air and your blood is on the ground. We'll push them back and hold the line. We'll fight them off one more time. Take the flag, raise it high. Come and take it if you can. You won't make it home again. Through the shadow of the valley I march without fear. Hell must be empty cause the devils all are here. Line them up and knock them down. Battle cries the only sound. Mission first, duty bound. Come and take it if you can. I'm gonna send you to hell again. Come and take it if you can. I'm gonna make it your last stand. Come and take it. Come and take it.